250 cities around the world, or of tuba players dressed as Santa Claus, is perhaps tuba evangelist Harvey Phillips' most prominent legacy. Harvey Phillips had a lifelong passion for the tuba and tried to share that passion with as many people as he could.
The tuba and I were made for each other because after that first day with the instrument, I wouldn't think of playing anything else.
And as WFIU's Mia Partlow reports, the new autobiography, Mr. Tuba, makes a case for Phillips' place in the American music canon.
On the south side of Bloomington sits Tuba Ranch, the home Harvey Phillips shared with his wife and three children for almost 40 years. Even before you enter the house, a small picture of a tuba player with the words, "Welcome to Tuba Ranch," greets visitors at the door. Inside, Carol Phillips is surrounded by memories of her husband. On the walls are honorary degrees and sheet music composed for their children, arranged next to dozens of family photographs. But Carol has her own ways of remembering.
I bought a birthday card because his birthday's coming up. I always buy it. It says something about, of all the millions of men I could have had, I lucked out with you or something like that. It's cute.
Musicians and lovers of brass music can now hold on to a bit of Harvey Phillips as well through his new autobiography. He wrote the book with the help of arts journalist Mary Campbell, but died before it was published. The book focuses on his life's work to take the tuba from an instrument that played sea chanties and polkas to one with a serious solo repertoire. And it tells how, in doing so, he created opportunities for generations of musicians and composers.
He did so much for so many throughout his life and was always thankful for what people did for him. His philosophy was, it doesn't matter who gets the credit as long as the job gets done.
Harvey Phillips lived a full life. In the book, he says his two maxims were always think big, and you can't be sure you're doing all you can do unless you're overcommitted. And the book makes it abundantly clear Phillips overcommitted himself to the tuba, with tales from the circus tent to the concert hall. And it chronicles his friendships with composers like Alec Wilder, who helped create a music repertoire for the tuba, like this piece Wilder composed in honor of Phillips' son, Jesse. Carol's favorite passage in the book is a paragraph she says sums up her husband's positive attitude and his willingness to do the hard work.
Be patient, keep your mouth shut, learn as much as you can with your eyes and ears before showing how little you know with your mouth. And wisdom is the result of mature and tested knowledge and experience. And make every day a learning experience. And it is better to give than to receive. And always be aware of the needs of others. These axioms and others have guided me through many difficult periods of challenge.
Mr. Tuba focuses on Phillips' professional successes, but it's peppered with details about his family, funny asides, and stories such as the one he told WFIU's George Walker in a 2003 interview about his first job performing with the circus.
We played, for example, Ride the Valkyrie to bring out the high wire act. Then we'd give a chord and they'd take a bow, and then they'd have to climb up to their equipment. So we'd play some ascension music. Ba 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 ba, and get them up there and then watch them there. Da 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 dum da dum da da dee da dee da. And then when they were ready to come down and dive into the net, we'd play dum bugga dum bugga dum bugga digga digga dum bugga dum bugga dum bugga digga digga dum bugga dum. Da da! They'd take their bow.
Phillips' passion for the tuba is infectious and will live on through his autobiography.
He's just on tour somewhere now, you know.
Carol Phillips says Harvey never got a bad review in his life and expects this trend will continue with the publication of Mr. Tuba. For WFIU Arts, I'm Mia Partlow.
Harvey Phillips' autobiography is out now on IU Press in print and electronic editions.